community organization wants the Baltimore City Council to put the brakes on passing the multi-billion-dollar Port Covington project. WYPR's John Lee reports Baltimore United in Leadership Development, or BILD, today called for an independent financial analysis to be completed first.
Under Armour CEO Kevin Plank wants to change the landscape of Port Covington in South Baltimore. He wants to build his global headquarters there, as well as homes and businesses and a hotel. And Plank wants more than $1 billion in government help to do it. BILD co-chair Reverend Andrew Foster Connors says an independent agency needs to run the numbers before the city commits.
Baltimore citizens have every reason to have a full vetting of this. I mean, how could it hurt at this point to truly understand whether the numbers add up?
A spokesman for Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake says an independent analysis has already been done, but BILD counters that one doesn't count because it was paid for by the developer. The mayor says she supports the Port Covington project because it will mean thousands of jobs and millions in tax revenues. But Reverend Connors says the city has a history of diving into projects with big promises that don't come true. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.